Okay, my name is Carl Grant, and I work for Cooley. It's a high-tech law firm, and I also am a managing director in a venture fund. We both want love, and as I read the Quran, I was surprised to see that Jesus is mentioned 25 times in the Quran, and that it says that he is the prophet, he is the Messiah, and he's the bearer of good news, and the son of the Virgin Mary in the Quran. I read that, and I thought, wow, look, they believe the same things we believe. And why should we be at odds with one another? I've heard of Christians and Muslims sitting down to study about Jesus together.
Yes.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
So I think this is a wonderful thing, and this is the message that needs to get out there. Not how we're different, but how we're the same. We're all children of Abraham,
exactly.
And we share that together. The Christians are adopted sons of Abraham, whereas you all are natural sons. Now that I've had time to reflect on my international interactions, I'm now convinced that the key to successful cultural diplomacy is finding common ground between you and your international counterpart. He is called the Messiah. He is also called the deliverer of good news and a prophet, all in the Quran. And so while it's unacceptable to go and try to change a Muslim's cultural identity to anything other than a Muslim, it's perfectly fine to talk to a Muslim about Jesus. And especially if they read the Quran, if they read the book and they know what's in there. I have found that Jesus is common ground for these two world religions. You just don't talk to them about becoming a Christian. You don't do that. And I've also found it's possible to be a Muslim and to share a faith in Jesus with a Christian. This was all revelation to me. And I think I had some discussions about world peace earlier. I think, you know, finding these common ground can really lead to these efforts where people start talking about forgiveness and reconciliation, and they stop throwing rocks and doing the horrible things they do to one another. So to conclude, I have found that finding common ground with mutual respect is the best way to establish a relationship that will support cultural diplomacy. No matter how different two peoples are or cultures are, at our core, we're all human and we all share some common ground. So since I've traveled throughout the Middle East, once you get out in the countryside and you meet the people, they're so nice. The people are so nice. I've been invited into homes and fed meals and I've experienced this. Where you have hospitality for strangers in the Middle East that you don't do here in the U.S. I mean, you know, you're afraid somebody's going to do something bad. But there, they're very trusting and very loving.